Because it's biblical to do so. We have a number of missionaries that we support. I just want to go through a list of the missionaries that we support on a monthly basis. I won't give you the amounts and that kind of thing, but we support Abounding Hope Ministries, which is with Dean Elliott. Dean is a missionary to India. He's working with the Indian church there and doing evangelistic work and just doing a great job there. And we support Dean Elliott. We support Compassionate Touch with Dennis and Vanna Miller. Hope International with Kurt and Debbie Holtis. Western Michigan Teen Challenge with Pastor Phil McLean. We support missionary Wycliffe Bible Translators, Brian and Cindy Spoolman. We support them. And Lori is with Wycliffe. Where's Lori? Lori, and she's leaving in just a little while to go down to Wycliffe and work with them, volunteering her time down there. So thank you, Lori, for that. George and Elaine Van Riggenmorter work with Wycliffe missionaries down in Florida. Well, almost everywhere you go, so that's they're all over the place. But so we support Wycliffe missions. Pam Austin in Tanzania, Kim and Sherry Babcock in Argentina, Jason and Danette Beasley in Northern Asia, Paul Burkhart in Alaska. His father, Rob Burkhart, who we support also, is going to be with us next week, next Sunday morning. Flynn Clanton with Project 211, Paul Clark, German church planting, Mike and Laura Clark, who is Paul's son and daughter-in-law, Middle East humanitarian relief, Chris Clinchard in Turkey, ministering to missionaries' kids, Ruth Clark in the Philippines, great woman of God, James and Rachel Corder in Haiti, Gary Galena in Spain, Gary and his wife in Spain, Greg and Aaron Gluding and Chi Alpha, Yosef and his wife Habibi in Detroit area Muslim ministry, Scott Hansen in Africa, Melvin and Louise Ho in the Netherlands in international ministries, Martin and Charlotte Jacobson in Argentina, Tim Jarvis, the Book of Hope, Matt and Carrie Love, Child Care International in the Caribbean, Rich and Lori McLean, Poland, Ray and Deb Miller, who have moved from the Philippines to Native American ministries in New Mexico, Steve and Trina Pennington, East Africa Area Directors, Jim and Becky Peterson, legendary missionaries for all of their life, raised on the mission field and now a missionary himself. In South Africa, Kevin and Karen Prevost in Spain, Marty and Brenda Roman, good friends of ours from Benin, West Africa, Adam and Cindy Simnowitz, Detroit area Muslims, Steve Smith, U of M international students, Forrest and Erica Spears in Northern Asia, Brian and Colleen Thomas. Colleen is going to be with us next week and talk about their work in Macedonia. We support David Spears, who is with Builders International, Shane and Melissa Van Meter, who are related to the Salases and the Leals here in the Ukraine. Doug and Joan Weber, Builders International. Jason Forsman, Youth Alive Youth Ministries. Those are just some of the missionaries that we support around the world. Now, we've had a few missionaries retire this year. First of all, Lansing Teen Challenge, in kind of a sad situation, just ran into all kinds of monetary difficulties and could not continue any longer, and so it doesn't exist, so we're no longer supporting them. But Pat and Linda Kokenauer, after a lifetime of ministry in Indonesia, have retired and moved back to the United States. Phil and Lisa DeMusto, after a long time in Asia, ministering to youth. John and Lori Fredrickson, Chi Alpha Japan. Bob and Betty Sue McIsaac, again, long-term mission, given their life to missions, has retired. And so that has freed up some funds for us, and we have determined that we're going to take on a couple of new missionaries, and then we're going to use the excess for community outreach to leisure estates and different community action house and different areas right here in Holland that we minister to right now. But two new missionaries we are supporting starting this year. And the first one is Nino and Tammy Garusko. And they are Chi Alpha missionaries to the University of Michigan. Now, if you're a Michigan State fan, you should be happy because people are going to get saved at the University of Michigan. If you're a U of M fan, you should be happy because people are going to get saved at University of Michigan. But it is a huge university. It's a world-class institution. And Tammy and Nino have been doing a great job there. And we're going to support them on a regular basis. And then our new missionary on staff also is Randy and Mary Jane Mirren, who have been long-term pastors at Clinton Valley Assembly of God. God called them to start reaching out to refugees in the Detroit area, and they are doing a fantastic job of reaching out to refugees, ministering to them, and we're supporting them on a regular basis. And so we wanted you to be aware of that. All told, our missions commitment per month is $1,930 that we give out every month to missions. And you have been faithful in giving that amount through your pledges and through the monies that you give. You may wonder why we take pledges, why we ask you to pledge to this program. And the reasons are really quite simple. First of all, it helps us put together a budget and to know how much we have to work with in each month, how much we can pledge out to missionaries. When we make a commitment to missionaries, they are depending upon that money to see them through. That's their income. That's how they stay on the field. And if we can't support them, we don't want to make promises that we can't keep. So we ask you to make a commitment so that we know how much we have to work with on a regular basis to give our missionaries. Secondly, it's for your benefit, because how many of you know that without a goal, you don't accomplish very much? You need a goal to shoot for in order to make your life have meaning. And making a pledge gives you a goal to shoot for on missions. And then thirdly, it stretches your faith. You know, every year Sandy and I increase our missions giving a little bit more than it was last year. And sometimes we don't know where that money is going to come from, but we feel like God is calling us to do that, and it stretches our faith and makes us think creatively about ways that we can give more to missions, and it motivates us to give to missions. So that's why we take pledges here at North Point for you. But $1,930 to missions each month. We do that by means of a faith promise commitment. A faith promise commitment is simply telling us what you believe God wants you to give this next year in missions giving. Now, many of you have already done that. We ask that you renew your pledge each month so that we know that that money is going to be there. So if you've made pledges all along, please don't say, well, you know what I'm going to give. We don't know what you're going to give. Besides, you might be impressed to give more, and then we'll have more to work with. But anyway, we ask everybody to make a faith pledge promise, which is what you believe God wants you to give over the next year. It is not a bill to be paid. We don't sit in the office on the second Sunday of every month looking back at the first Sunday of the month and say, now, who kept their promise and who didn't? It is between you and God. The only reason we know what you want to give is to help us set the budget. But it's between you and God, not between you and I, and it's for His benefit. It's a commitment between you and God, and you're agreeing to give as God provides. As God provides. And there may be some months where you have to say, God, if you don't provide, I don't have the money to give. But you'd be surprised what God does when you pray that prayer and when you look expectantly in faith to what God wants to do through you. So it's very important that you make a faith promise. You may think, well, my little bit doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can only give X amount of dollars per month. Listen, everybody doing their part makes missions happen. We don't have any big hitters in this church that fund our missions program all by themselves. We depend upon everybody doing their part of what God has called them to do for missions here at North Point. We give above and beyond that $1,900 a month also. Let me just share you what we've given so far this year from January through last month, September, through September of last month. I had to look at my brain over there a minute. Boys and Girls Missionaries Crusade, $248. Those coins add up. Light for the Lost, $983. Speed the Light, $458. Western Michigan Teen Challenge, they're kind of their own separate category because we take up offerings for them and give a little bit differently, but $635. Pam Austin, we gave her $5,000 last year. Missionary Love Offerings, $454. Cotonou Kids, which is the offering we take up at VBS. This is pretty much just VBS giving, was $897 this last summer for Cotonou Kids. That's a ministry in Benin, West Africa, through Marty and Brenda Roman, that ministers to street children. There are all kinds of street children in Cotonou, the capital of Benin, West Africa, that have no place to live, no food to get except what they can scam on their own, and they give them food to eat, they give them shelter, a safe place to spend the night, they give them school supplies, they give them clothing, they give them what they need to survive. We gave $897 to that last year. Missions giving through this year, our missions pledge giving, that's the money that you pledge that has come in as pledge, was $17,409. Outreach to Leisure Estates, we've taken it upon ourselves to make Leisure Estates kind of our mission field. And there's been some changes in that we're going to tell you about, but it's interesting what God is doing over at Leisure Estates. But $354 has gone to that. And Hero Central VBS, which is an outreach, it is a missions outreach to our community. We spent $3,385 to that. Our total missions giving for this year so far is just a touch under $30,000. Now, I don't think I'm letting any secrets out. Okay, go ahead. I don't think I'm letting any secrets out when I say we're not a mega church. We're not a huge church, but this is what giving does. This is what giving does. And you are all a part of that. Whether you gave a quarter or $1,000 or whatever you gave, you are part of what God is doing here at North Point. Now, at this point, I'd like to share with you something exciting that's going to happen in the next year here at North Point. When we first moved into this building, that's kind of a turning point in my ministry life. That's one of the markers that I put down is when we moved into this building. One of the things that God laid on my heart was to plant another church. Now, that's kind of ridiculous thinking, especially at the size that we were at then. We were almost a church plant ourselves at that time, but God began laying it on my heart that there was a church plant. That's about 16 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. I don't know. You know how I am with numbers. These were all right, by the way, because Nancy put them together. So don't worry about that. But God began to move on my heart that we would plant a church, and I thought, okay. And some of you may have remembered we had that as a goal that was on a poster that we put up for quite a while here. But time went by, and I was talking to people. I talked to people about it that I thought might want to plant a church, all of that kind of stuff. And every time I tried, which is kind of a maxim of Christian life, every time I tried, nothing really came of it. And so I just kind of put it on the back burner. It never really left my mind. But just a little while ago, Alex and Nicole Orta came to me with something that God was laying on their heart. And I thought, wow, God is faithful. And they are going to plant a church. I'm not going to tell you where or what it is. I'm going to let them tell you that. But they are going to plant a church here in the Holland area. And Alex and Nicole, why don't you come up and join me up here? We want to talk to you just a few minutes about what God is doing in your life. And what did he say?
Testing.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to sit?
I hate it when they got stools that I got to climb up into.
It's awfully tall.
There was a debate on what stools to grab.
And I'm at the age where I grunt when I get up and down, so you just have to live with that. But you guys have, why don't you tell us how this vision came about and what it entails and that kind of thing.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, in 5 minutes or less.
All right. Hurry, go.
So for us, first off, just being called to ministry was, I thought God had made a serious mistake. I was like, no. But after talking to Pastor Joe and just kind of the Lord confirming that calling, it quickly became clear that it was set for Nicole and I to lead our own church. Growing up completely unchurched, I had no idea what that meant other than what we had become a part of, the family that we'd become a part of here at North Point. So that's just kind of what we assumed it would look like. Started working on my credentials and kind of bumbling through what does this look like, trying to learn, working with Pastor Joe and Pastor Mike and Pastor Matt, and coming on board as a volunteer staff that grew into community outreach pastor here at North Point, and coupled with the neighborhood that the Lord put us in, and the work that He's led me to that contributes to our grocery budget. Thankfully, Nicole has a real job. The work at the mission has really, the Lord has used all of that to really refine the vision of what He has in store for us. Am I allowed to go farther?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And so in talking through with Pastor Joe and just praying and these resources and ideas coming through, the Lord just putting things in front of our faces and saying, no, maybe look at this over here or think about this. And becoming more and more community-minded and more recognizing that there are so many people that for whatever the reason, for whatever ploy that the enemy has used in their lives, they've either never set foot in a traditional church or have and have walked away. And recognizing that there's such a large population that will probably not do that for whatever that reason is, really helped us understand that this house that we've been given, this big living room that right now is just chaos, He wants us to add to that chaos, and He wants us to welcome people in that will not come to a regular church, that have been disenfranchised and maybe stopped going to a regular church. And so that vision has slowly been refined to where we now understand we'll be planting a network of house churches that will start in our living room, and with the Lord's blessing will grow to a point where it's no longer comfortable to be smushed into our living room with however many people He sees fit. And at that point, we'll split.
Spread throughout Holland, the city of Holland.
Yep. So, slowly, I like to say slowly infect the city, one house at a time. And so as the Lord is leading people to our doorstep, hopefully we'll be recognizing those that are set to be leaders and to take on that role in their own home. And at some point we have that sad but beautiful moment where we say, hey, it's your turn to start, and we'll pull names out of a hat, and we'll send some people with you, and we'll keep some people, and then we'll multiply that way. And right now the vision is our home and Central City Holland and the Washington Square neighborhood. But if the Lord sees fit, we'll break down the doors in all of Holland.
Amen. This is called the home church movement, and it's gaining momentum in large cities especially, but everywhere really, and it's designed to reach your neighbors for Jesus Christ. It's very relational. It's one-on-one. It's not traditional church. We are traditional church. Now, some of you may like that. Some of you may not like that, but we are a traditional church. We meet on Sunday mornings. We meet on Wednesday nights. We have worship, and we have that order of service that they have. This is going to look different. It's going to be designed for people that don't have that traditional view. And in Holland of all places, there are a lot of people that never set foot in a church. There are a lot of people that have never set foot in a church. And that's their goal, is to reach that. We kind of banged around the term a little bit, different strokes for different folks. but that is really what they're doing here. And this is a valid ministry. We're all behind it. And what we're going to serve at, what North Point is going to serve as, is called a parent-affiliated church. That's a model that the Assemblies of God has set up, where an established church launches a new church, a church plant, in another location. And what that means for you and I is that, well, how long do you see this? When are you planning on launching the church?
So the plan is to launch about this time next year, somewhere in the August, September of 2019. Thank you, 2019. I don't know, maybe, is that a pastor's thing? We're not good with numbers? We need somebody else to be our brain.
That's what the deacons are for counting stuff.
That's what she's for. So to launch somewhere in August, September of 2019. Pastor Joe was talking about this parent-affiliated church model. When I first started reaching out to the assembly saying, hey, this is where we feel like we're being led, I hadn't heard of parent-affiliated. I thought, you know what, Pastor Joe and I will talk, and we'll just kind of wander off into the wilderness and see what happens. And I was so thankful and relieved.
So relieved.
When Pastor Joe said, hey, how about we be your parent-affiliated church? And what that does is that allows us to learn and to grow and to still be somewhat safely tucked under the umbrella of North Point in a multitude of ways that, again, helps us grow and learn the nuts and bolts. Because really we thought, all right, we're just going to fling our doors open and say, come on in, and it's going to be this kind of hippie grassroots. Like, people are just going to show up and it's going to be beautiful. And we went to a conference. We went to a church plant. Yeah, exactly. We went to a church plant conference in Columbus. And we're like, well, we're not really going to get a lot out of this. It's mainly for box churches, you know, like people that were trying to launch mega churches even. Yeah. And very quickly into it, we're going, oh, man. Like, so our house is really going to be like a real church. We should think through some of this stuff. Like, where are we going to sit people? Not everybody wants to sit on our kind of rough wooden floors. And so learning about the parent-affiliated model and talking to Pastor Joe, it's like such a blessing to have a family that welcomed us a handful or so of years ago and is willing to walk with us still.
Mm-hmm. What that means for you and I is that for 2 years, Alex and Nicole will function as staff pastors here at the church. The Haven, which is the name of the church that they're launching, is going to be an outreach ministry of North Point with the goal of becoming self-sustaining after 2 years. And so they're going to be on staff. Alex will report to our board. Our board is his board for 2 years. And all of the finances will run through North Point's books. We're going to help them with that. Now, the beauty of this is that, excuse me for saying this, it's kind of a cheap launch. There's no building to pay for. There's nothing like that. And it's all incorporated into their home. And so, you know, there's not massive expenses that are involved in this. So we're not committing to a monthly amount of money that we're giving to them, but we will be involved in projects, helping them along the way, specific things like that. And so that's basically what a parent-affiliated church is it operates under the umbrella of North Point for 2 years, and then at the end of 2 years, we're going to see if they're viable, if they're ready to go. Sometimes it takes a little longer, sometimes it doesn't take as long, but for 2 years, we're going to give that a shot and see what happens. So that's now. Tell us about your involvement in North Point in the meantime. Thank you.
That was awkward. So our involvement at North Point will slowly dial back as we get closer to launch, obviously. There will be times where we might not be here for a week or two in a row as we prepare our home and kind of maybe try some practice runs of what this will be like. But like Pastor Joe was saying, we'll stay. Like I said in the beginning, we debated. But we'll still be here. We'll be here every, like I said, most Sundays. Our children will be the tornadoes that they are. every time they're here. Still be coming to staff meetings as much as our work schedule allows. But there will come a time where we are less here, and then eventually launch and go out. The vision of staying connected to our parent church in a way that helps us all still see and share in the vision is for the Sunday services that were outdoors to come here, however many, you know, maybe it's Nicole and I and the kids and two other people. Maybe we get to a point where there's 100 other people and we need a bigger yard over here. I don't know. But to continue to share in the ministry that North Point is doing, and things like VBS to stay connected as our church grows and as our outreach grows, to continue participating in those things.
Right, like, because I'm not going to try to do VBS with myself and the neighborhood kids. Do you know what I mean? So we'll still, like, absolutely participate in that, come out here, hopefully bring some more kids with us, you know?
Right. Well, this is exciting to me to see this happen, and I'm excited for us as a body of believers that we're part of this launch. And I hope that you will continue to support Alex and Nicole as they seek God's will. All of this is in flux, because one of the things you told me is that there's not a lot of resources out there that tell you how to do it.
No.
And so all of this is kind of learning by the seat of our pants as we go along. But we're going to be working, we're going to support them, we're going to be behind them 100% in whatever God is doing in their lives. And I'm just excited to share that with you this morning, what God is doing in Alex and Nicole's life. So, you'll have time for questions afterwards. Alex and Nicole will hang around as long as you want.
Keep in mind, I'm hungry.
And the longer we're here, the longer our children are here.
They're probably hungry too.
And, you know, you don't want to see them when they're hangry, so, you know. But if you have any questions about that, you can come to me, you can come to Alex. Come to Alex first. He's the head guy on this thing. But I want us to gather around Alex and Nicole and pray for them. This is a very important time. This next year is going to lay the groundwork for the launch, which is very important in the viability of this church. And so we want to be with them, we want to support them, and we're going to start that right here this morning by gathering around and praying for them. So let's all stand, shall we?